In this video, we'll consider the case for optimism about the Eurozone. Of course, you should view this in conjunction with our other video on the case for pessimism. If we consider the raw numbers, the debt-to-GDP ratio for the Eurozone actually appears manageable. Lately, that number has been in the range of 80 to 90%. To compare that to the United States, well, in the US it's a bit lower, at 70%, but of course it's not actually such a drastic difference. Compare Japan, where currently the debt-to-GDP ratio is well over 200%, and all of a sudden the Eurozone doesn't look like the hopeless case anymore. This is a quite general point, but it's also an important one, that in most of Europe there have been largely positive trends for 60-plus years. These are positive economic trends, greater prosperity, positive political trends, more freedom, and also, very much, more cooperation across different countries, often operating within the framework of the European Union. The European Union has faced problems virtually every day for decades, problems of many different kinds, but the European Union has responded generally with more integration at every step along the way, and for the most part, this greater integration seems to have worked. The European Union in general, and the Eurozone in particular, have enjoyed a strong and really unwavering commitment from Germany and France, the two wealthiest, largest, and most influential nations in the Eurozone and in the European Union. In the year 2012, the value of the euro depreciated quite a bit. This really does represent a loss of faith in the euro's prospects, but keep in mind this also brings some benefits. As the euro depreciates, it is more profitable for Eurozone nations to export. As they export more, this helps solve their economic difficulties and restores their solvency. So to the extent the euro depreciates, as indeed it will in bad times for the euro, partially there's a kind of self-reversing or self-curing tendency going on. Step by step, the European Central Bank, the ECB, has moved into a position of lender of last resort for the euro system. It lends to troubled banks, and it also buys securities of troubled Eurozone governments. By no means is the ECB a complete lender of last resort, and many Eurozone nations, such as Germany, are extremely nervous about the ECB exercising its power in this regard. But generally, most economists consider having the ECB as lender of last resort as a kind of prerequisite for a well-functioning euro system. By no means is the Eurozone there right now, but it's very much been moving in that direction. Finally, and this is perhaps the most important point, that the cost of failure for the Eurozone really would be enormous. It's quite possible that the failure of the euro and the financial failure of the Eurozone would bring another Great Depression to most of Europe. It could bring another Great Depression to many parts of the world. It really would be a financial and human catastrophe. So there are in general gains from trade for governments to cooperate and help solve this mess. So if the cost of failure is so high, and if the recent record of European cooperation is actually not all that bad, and if the overall debt-to-GDP ratio is somewhat manageable, then it seems that maybe there really is a pretty good case for optimism about the euro system. Of course, as I said at the beginning, you also need to see our video on the case for pessimism.